Sunshine Coast Police have launched a homicide investigation following the suspicious death of a man yesterday inside a home at Perriera. The 53-year-old man was found in a unit complex off Nicholand Way just before 2:30 p.m. following reports he'd been injured. Emergency services unsuccessfully attempted to revive him at the scene. A 55-year-old man who is known to the deceased but not related was taken into custody and is assisting police. Detectives are appealing to anyone who could assist with investigations or who has relevant CCTV or dash cam vision to come forward. A man who murdered two primary school-aged girls at Warana Beach back in 1995 will remain behind bars for at least another 8 years. Paul Stephen Osborne was 27 years old when he began serving two life sentences for the rape and murder of 10-year-old Leanne Oliver and 9-year-old Patricia Leedy. The two girls were door knocking for odd jobs to earn pocket money when their paths crossed with Osborne. This week, Parole Board President Michael Byrne declared Osborne ineligible for parole until May 2032 because of the nature, seriousness and circumstances of the offence and the risk the prisoner may pose to the public if released. The Noosa Council has turned its financial position around, going from an operating deficit of over $700,000 in August last year to the latest financial forecast showing a $300,000 surplus. Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart says the achievement is on the back of a very challenging economic, resourcing and inflationary climate.
This shows that we're in a very strong financial position, and it's allowing our organisation, as we have for the past 4 years, to continue to invest in community infrastructure, improve ageing assets and minimise rate increases.
Also making news, the state opposition says new data on social housing waitlists shows more people are now waiting for accommodation on the Sunshine Coast, despite the Labor government's promised $2 billion housing investment fund 2.5 years ago. Locally, 168 people were added to the social housing waitlist in the September quarter last year, taking the coast's waitlist total to 2,585. And the state member for Glasshouse says he's written to the new Roads Minister asking for an update on plans for major repair works to Kilcoy-Biwa Road. Andrew Powell says it's been 686 days since flooding caused a landslip which destroyed one lane of the road. But despite repeated requests, the Department of Transport and Main Roads is yet to confirm the timing for when a contract for construction will be announced and works to begin. He says the community feels abandoned.